This is Father John McGowan of St. Clement's Mission House in Ephrata, Pennsylvania. The words that strike me most of all in today's gospel are the words, "No greater love is there than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." This statement is realized and seen and accomplished in Jesus giving himself for us on the cross. But all through his ministry, Jesus gives us overtures, previews, coming attractions of this kind of love. He cures a paralytic. He gives sight to a blind man. He forgives an adulterous woman. He reaches out to Gentiles, outsiders, to the fringe folk. He calls children to himself. He raises to life a widow's only son and his dead friend Lazarus. He teaches and feeds the crowds. He touches lepers. All these loving overtures reach the great climactic crescendo on the cross. That's the ultimate act of love. His great act of love stands as a challenge to all of us who call ourselves followers, disciples, Catholics. But very few of us, if any of us, will actually be called to lay down our lives, to die a martyr's death for the faith. Nevertheless, we're all called to lay down something, something of ourselves, for love's sake. In the first reading, Peter had to lay down his prejudices when he was directed by the Spirit to go to the home of Cornelius and accept him and his household as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. He had to lay down the centuries-old tradition that forbade Jewish people to associate with Gentiles because they were considered unclean. In the second reading today, St. John suggests that we lay down the hatred, suspicion, and mistrust. Loving God requires that we lay down a life of sin. So what is there in our words or works? What is there in our thoughts or attitudes? What is there that we should lay down in order to respond to the love commandment? This laying down quality of love is called Calvary love. What do I have to lay down to show I believe in and follow Jesus and his commands? Is it belittling others? Is it pointing out their weak points? Is it gossiping? Is it an inordinate love of myself? Is it some attachment to some sin, to some vice? What must I really lay down, lay aside? What do I have to do to show no greater love? What do I have to let go of? It's probably not my life as such, but just where is there Calvary love in my life? People in the insurance business use the term an act of God. They use that for some catastrophic event like a tornado, earthquake, lightning, a typhoon, like Sandy or Katrina. The Old Testament folk use the term act of God to describe demonstrations of God's raw and naked power. A God who could cause floods and earthquakes, mighty winds and perfect storms, was a God to be taken seriously. One could not look on the face of such a mighty God and live. But how about understanding the term act of God differently? The ultimate and most powerful act of God is the love whereby Jesus was sent into the world to take upon him our flesh and blood, and then to lay it down freely so that we may live. This is the real act of God. This is the no greater love the gospel talks about. Now, what about the act of me? What about the act of you? What acts, what signals, what responses come out of the way we live? What does my life say? What's my ultimate, most frequent act? What's the act of Charlie? The act of Mary? What's the act of Margaret? The act of Frank? Would anyone ever say of me, of you, of us, that we laid down anything, much less our lives, for our friends? It's a challenge to us today. The gospel is not about soft, fancy, Hallmark card love words. The gospel is about laying down something for someone else. Do I lay down anything in my life for my friends? Each one of us has to answer that question ourselves. We're not supposed to cheer Jesus and say, "Good old Jesus, he died on the cross to save all of us. What a guy. Way to go, Jesus." We're all called to a greater love ourselves, a Calvary love, laying down of self and sin kind of love. This is the love we have known in Jesus, and this is the love to which each one of us must aspire. God bless you, everyone. Continue to have a safe and happy spring.